Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 62 for the week of February 25th, 2008. We begin this week with excerpts from NASF's government relations news items for February 2008. Item: as part of the $500 billion omnibus budget package that President Bush signed on December 26, 2007, Congress inserted a last-minute provision that requires the Environmental Protection Agency to establish a mandatory program for U.S. companies to report greenhouse gas emissions by June 2009. The one-paragraph mandate appropriates $3.5 million for EPA to establish the new GHG emissions reporting program for all sectors of the economy under its existing authority under the Clean Air Act. The new law does not, however, specify which industries must report, emissions thresholds for reporting, or how often the reporting must occur. Those details are left up to EPA's discretion. Under the legislation, EPA must issue a proposed rule by October 2008 and final rule by June 2009. EPA is taking the first steps toward developing a rule to require a broad range of industry sectors to collect and report data on greenhouse gas emissions. Item: EPA is also working on several related climate change regulatory actions, including a response to the April 2, 2007 Supreme Court decision that said EPA has authority under the Clean Air Act to regulate carbon dioxide and other GHGs in motor vehicles. In that case, the court also specifically directed EPA to make two separate regulatory decisions, whether it should provide a waiver for California clean vehicle standards and whether EPA itself is compelled to regulate such emissions. On the first issue, EPA Administrator Steven Johnson announced on December 19, 2007, the agency's denial of California's waiver request. And EPA will issue the formal decision document supporting the decision soon. On whether EPA will act to regulate emissions, the agency will consider whether it must regulate in light of the High Court's decision. Before such a rulemaking could proceed, EPA would have to make a formal determination under the Clean Air Act that GHG emissions pose a danger to public health or welfare. Item: manufacturers and importers of chemicals will start to feel the full impact of the European Union's REACH legislation in 2008, with a pre-registration period for substances opening June 1st. During this phase, which lasts through December 1st, manufacturers and importers can provide basic information about their products to the European Chemicals Agency, established in Helsinki to administer REACH, which stands for Registration, Evaluation, and Authorization of Chemicals. Once the pre-registration phase is completed, the Chemicals Agency will publish lists of substances and registrants as the first step in establishing substance information exchange forums. Pre-registration is not mandatory, but after December 1, 2008, companies that miss the pre-registration phase will have to fully register their substances or effectively be banned from the EU marketplace. The production volume of the chemical substance will determine the applicable deadline for full registration of the substance. December 1, 2010, for substances manufactured or imported in volumes of 1,000 metric tons or more annually. June 1, 2013, for substances in the 100 to 1,000 metric ton band. And June 1, 2018, for substances in the 1 to 100 metric ton band. Substances manufactured or imported in volumes of less than 1 metric ton annually are exempt from registration under REACH. Item: American National Standards Institution, National Association of Manufacturers Network on Chemical Regulation, has agreed to develop by June 1st an electronic guide to the European Union's Registration, Evaluation, and Authorization of Chemicals Regulation. The guide, targeted for small and medium-sized product manufacturers located outside the European Union, asks manufacturers of products such as signs, screws, tires, and textiles several questions to help them understand if they are affected by REACH, and if so, where they can get additional information to help them understand their obligations. For more information about the industry-related government relations activities discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF Policy Arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on February 21st, Southwest United Industries is seeking experienced platers for their aerospace metal finishing shop located in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Successful candidates should have experience with hard chrome, sulfamate and electroless nickel, LHE, TI, and bright cadmium. Experience with tooling, amperage, and ability to calculate surface area are also preferred. For more information on this position, as well as all of the available positions, please visit our Help Wanteds page. Here's the calendar of events through March 8, 2008. On February 24th through the 26th, the American Zinc Association 2008 International Zinc Conference will take place at the Camelback Inn in Scottsdale, Arizona. On February 25th and 26th, AESF Foundation will hold an aluminum finishing course instructed by Frank Altmeyer at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe, Arizona. On February 26th, Kentucky Pollution Prevention Center at the University of Louisville will be holding a free process water management workshop at Super 8 Motel in Calvert City, Kentucky. They will also be holding the workshop on February 27th at Best Western 166 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. On February 27th, the International Zinc Association will host the International Zinc Oxide Industry Conference at the Camelback Inn in Scottsdale, Arizona. On March 2nd through the 6th, the 2008 NASF Annual Management Conference will be taking place at the Sheraton Hacienda Del Mar Resort in Los Cabos, Mexico. On March 4th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have their annual plant tour at the Harley-Davidson plant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And on March 8th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their annual technical session and dinner dance at the Hilton in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.